This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Pickwa High School's Garbrey Gym. It's our second game of two tonight. The Fort Loramie Redskins, 11-12 on the year against Mississinewa Valley with a mark of 16-7. The winner of this game will take on Rushi in the upper bracket sectional championship on Friday night at 7. Fort Loramie victorious over Mechanicsburg last Friday evening, 75-50 in round one of sectional play. Meanwhile, in the following game that night, Mississinewa Valley disposed of Houston by a score of 54-36. Chuck, we were impressed with Mississinewa Valley. Head coach Tim Bargey's team is very strong offensively, likes to drive it to the basket, is capable of making some outside shots. 16-7 mark. You don't get 16 wins unless offensively you're pretty good. Fort Loramie playing its best ball of the year. 13, count them, 13 three-pointers in the victory over Mechanicsburg, 75-50 last Friday evening. I'm very curious to see, Chuck, how these two teams perform tonight. Mississinewa committed 25 turnovers last week. They average only 12 per game, committed 25 against Houston. You know Fort Loramie's not going to be that red hot again behind the arc and drain 13 threes. Which team will we see tonight for these two clubs?
Well, I think Fort Loramie, because at one point, we're thinking, okay, well, what are we going to see? But recently, we've seen them be very good on all phases of the game. And you're right, they probably won't shoot lights out like they did. But I think that, quite honestly, the Braun kid is really rounding into one of the better basketball players in the area. And on the other side, Mississinewa, Coach Bargey is one heck of a basketball coach. He has been successful on every level, boys, girls, doesn't matter. He's won every place he's gone. And he's got some talent in Winderly and Nelson and Bowman. Those three young men, they're going to have to carry the load tonight for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, the young man, Nelson, scored 12 points. Colin Nelson scored 12 points, a little above his average in the win over Houston. You mentioned Rinderly. Devin Rinderling pumped home 19. He's averaging 15. Ethan Bowman averages 15. Houston did a pretty good job on him. Limited Bowman to only 8. You would expect a bounce-back game from him here tonight against Fort Loramie. Redskins head coach Corey Britton has done a superb job. This club has now won 4 out of 5. That one setback was a game at Tri-Village in overtime. So Fort Loramie, really, when you take a look at the results of games played this year, the Redskins are only a half a dozen possessions away from having 4 or 5 more wins. The 2 losses to Rushi were decided in the last 30 seconds by 3 points and 4 points.
Well, I mean, you take a look at what Loramie's doing right now, and the good part is they're not looking past this game because they had some struggles in the beginning of the season. So they're not looking at Rushi. They're just going to take care of what they got to take care of tonight.
Fort Loramie also lost a buzzer beater on the road at St. Henry. So this Redskins team could very easily have at least 15 victories. But I will be very curious to see this Mississinawa team against Houston. A lot of mistakes, uncharacteristic. But was that the Shelby County defense that Mississinawa faced? Or is that a Mississinawa team that will cut its turnovers in half for tonight's game against Fort Loramie, which does put a lot of heat on you?
Well, I think the pressure on them tonight defensively is definitely going to be better than what they saw on Saturday night. So I honestly think that this is Loramie's game to lose, quite honestly.
If you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. They will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at tomjerrys.com. As Chuck noted, Dylan Braun rounding into a top-flight performer for Fort Loramie. He's only a sophomore, 6 feet, an inch tall, now averaging a little over 14 points a game and almost 4 rebounds a game, and he shoots the three-pointer extremely well, does Dylan. Drew Worman helps quarterback this club at guard. Drew is a starter, 5'10", a senior, 9 points, 3.5 rebounds. Evan Burning, 6'2", a sophomore, 6 points a game. Braun, as we mentioned, a little over 14 in contest, 6'1", a sophomore. Tyler Siegel is in the opening 5. Tyler, 6 feet, 7 inches tall, and a sophomore. And the 5th starter, Tanner Rosengarten, 6 feet tall, a senior, 5 points a game for Fort Loramie. For the Mississinawa Valley Blackhawks, the starting 5 is as follows. Ethan Bowman, 15 points a game, 6-foot sophomore and a wing. He is joined by Trent Perkins, 5'11", a junior at a wing position. Colin Nelson, 6 feet tall, a senior. Devin Rinderly, 6'1", a senior, 15 points a game. And the 5th starter in the post, Dalton Giese, G-E-E-S-E-Y, 6 feet 4 inches tall and a senior. Tyler Siegel has been one of a few different reasons why Fort Loramie has excelled late in the year. The 6'7 young man in the post for Fort Loramie has been coming on like gangbusters, not only getting rebounds, but providing some spark offensively with points.
Well, he's scoring out of the offense. Early in the season, his points were all coming on putbacks, and now he is actually scoring out of the offense.
Mississinawa Blackhawks in the road. Black-white numbers outlined in red. Fort Loramie white from top to bottom. Red numerals trimmed in black. And Drew Worman gets the opening tip to start the game. We have got nearly a full house here tonight at Pickwa High School's Garbery Gym for this second game of 2 between Mississinawa and Fort Loramie. And talking about Tyler Siegel. Look at him go to work on the inside. Excellent feed from Burning. Nice entry. Got the angle just right. slipped a pass to Siegel on the block, low left side. He banked in a five-footer. Here is token pressure at midcourt by Fort Loramie, giving Mississinawa a little trouble. Baseline right, Geezy's got the ball. Short jump shot, too hard, no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Loramie. Quickly in the forecourt, high right, Dylan Braun chucks up a three. Around but out, no good. Rebound down to the Blackhawks. Here comes Mississinawa, forecourt to our left, it's Rinderly. On top of the left-hand jump shooter, Nelson, and he hits an 18-footer.
Boy, that kid was so good against Alston, and that's a good start for him. He's impressive.
Yep, he had 12 points for head coach Tim Bargy's team against the Wildcats. We're tied at 2, a minute 7 gone. Fort Loramie throws cross-court to Rosengarten. Drives into the lane, leaves it for Burning in the left corner. He pumps up a 2-ball. Bingo! He's got it. Fort Loramie shooting sharply, like it did in the opening round game against Mechanicsburg. Here is Fort Loramie pressing, knocked away at midcourt. Werman on the bust out, off to Rosengarten, low on the right, and he walked.
He got the pass back, and he was in jeopardy right when he got it. There was really nothing he could do with that.
Yeah, the ball was fed back to him a little late.
It was going to be a travel or a charge.
Yeah. Werman had dribbled down the floor, had penetrated too deeply, fed it off on the right wing to Rosengarten. He was actually behind the backboard and was stumbling toward the out-of-bounds line. Whistled for traveling. Mississinawa gets it down 4-2. Deep in the right corner, it's Rinderly. Tries to go to Bowman. Stabbed away by Burning. Fort Loramie, another steal. Mississinawa's turned it over already, Chuck. 25 miscues against Alston. Give and go, Burning, Siegel, right wing, Werman, jump shot, three-pointer, hit the rim, no good, weak side rebound, Rosengarten. Head coach Tim Bargy of Mississinawa not happy that Fort Loramie will get a second look at the basket here. Braun in the back cut, not open, goes to Siegel, foul line, starts a drive, Tyler down the lane, rim, the shot, no good, rebound, Fort Loramie, but Werman went over the top.
Good aggressive rebound that time, but he did make contact.
4-2 Redskins. 5:44 to go here in the first quarter. Mississinawa to the timeline with the ball. Ball thrown to Bowman in the top of the circle. Now dished off right corner. Here's a long triple. It is good from way outside. Trent Perkins threw a line driver. Not much trajectory, but he didn't need much. Got it over the rim perfectly. 5-4, Blackhawks lead. 5:13 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Siegel, baseline right. Skipped it cross court for the jump shooter for Fort Loramie. Short, no good, missed by Werman. Weak side rebound down to the Blackhawks. 5-4, Mississinawa. Rinderly nor Bowman has scored. Nelson's got two, Perkins three. Deep in the left corner, it is Perkins again. Back out to Bowman. Gets a screen from Perkins, doesn't use it. Hands it off on the play to Rinderly. 4:41 to go, first quarter. 5-4, Mississinawa. Blackhawks, foul line, Geezy back to the basket. Down low on the left, turnaround Jay. Missed on the play by Nelson, loose ball on the deck. Rosengarten's at it, got it for Fort Loramie. Outlet down the floor to Burning. Oh, good hook pass to Werman. Shot blocked. What a play. Tremendous block by Bowman. Mississinawa the other way. Two-on-one break and a foul. Nelson streaked the other direction after the block shot against Werman. Two free throws here for Mississinawa, which is up 5-4 with 4:14 to go in the first. This Mississinawa team, Chuck, matches Fort Loramie's athleticism.
Well, I'll tell you what, you just have to look at Nelson. He blocks a shot at one end and is the recipient of two free throws at the other end. That's hustle.
First shot to the left-hander, Nelson, is good. Second free throw on the way, in again. And Mississinawa's up 7-4. We played nearly half the first quarter. Werman, quick pass, left corner to Rosengarten, back to Werman. Werman dashes down the lane, around a player, pulls up, eight-footer, hit the rim twice, came off. Rebound, Mississinawa. Here comes Rinderly down the floor, pulls up on the arc, a long triple, really off to the left. Geezy gets the rebound, but saves it right to a Fort Loramie player. It's Worman gliding down the right side. Defensive foul, Rinderly of Mississinawa.
Well, I like the last time down. Worman took it to the basket instead of sitting out there. They're not shooting the threes like they did Saturday night, so they got to adjust now.
Now, you can bet Mississinawa will respect Fort Loramie on the three-point arc and go nose-to-nose, chest-to-chest. Redskins may have to loosen them up and do a little more straight-line driving. 7-4, Blackhawks up 3, 3:44 to go first quarter. Gasson now in the game for Fort Loramie. Cody Gasson, 6-foot junior. Here's a baseline drive by the Redskins. Get a little trouble. Vaughn left it short, no good. Rebounded by the Blackhawks. Quickly into the right corner. Now it's going to Nelson on the post. Rinderly, left corner of the floor. Rinderly gave it up, got it back. 3:19 left in the first. A far cry from Fort Loramie's first period on Friday night against Mechanicsburg. Redskins limited to 4 points so far. Here's a bad pass by Mississinawa, intercepted by Burning of Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Braun. Braun turns, falls to the floor, gets the pass back to Burning. Burning on the arc, back to Dylan Braun. Around the screen. Dylan threads his way toward the basket and then throws it toward us. Worman comes over right in front of the scores broadcast table to get the wild heave. Worman throws to Gasson, right side Braun. Made a nice catch in his fingertips. Dylan through the lane, back to Worman, foul line, shot fake, 15-footer, curled around and came out, tough break. Rebound Blackhawks, very good half-court defense by Mississinawa. 7-4 in favor of the Black Shirts right now. Here's a right corner drive to Perkins, around two men, Perkins to the basket, and he's got it. Good shot fake by Trent Perkins in the right corner for Mississinawa. And very quickly, he made a beeline to the rim, scored the goal, was fouled. Gasson nicked him on the arm. 9-4, Blackhawks, 2:18 to go in the first.
Well, right now, Mississinawa is playing with a lot more confidence than Loramie is.
Here's the free throw by Perkins of Mississinawa. He hits it. Perkins and Nelson have made free throws. Good start to the game for Perkins. 6 points. He's got a triple, a two-pointer, and a foul shot. A three-point play from the arc and one the old school way. Down six. Fort Loramie with the ball. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Dribble drive, Burning in the lane. Oh, a nice dish off to Siegel. Power move to the rim for Tyler. 10-6, Fort Loramie down four. Minute 50 to go, first quarter. Token pressure by the Redskins in backcourt. Ball thrown to the left side to Rinderly. Rinderly up over the timeline, but he's too late. 10-second count. Redskins ball right in front of us. A minute 45 to go in the first. 10-6 in favor of Mississinawa. Blackhawks were down 4-2, ran off 8 straight points to go up 10-4 before the last bucket by Siegel. Rosengarten, high right, straightaway Worman. Spins on Bowman in the lane, Siegel. Turnaround, half-hook shot, banked it up and in. Tyler Siegel with 3 goals in this game.
You make threes on Saturday, and now you're going to the big guy inside. That's pretty versatile.
Uh-oh, here's a travel call in backcourt against the Blackhawks. Very clearly turned over by Perkins. Once more, Mississinawa was stymied just before getting the ball to the timeline. The 10-second count was on, and the Blackhawks, who turned it over 25 times on Friday, have turned it over several occasions already in this one. 10-8, Fort Loramie down 2, a minute 17 to go, first quarter. Dribble drive to Weave, Rosengarten to Braun. Here's a 10-foot runner deflected, taken out of the air by Nelson. Down the floor, right corner, Bowman for a triple. No good off the back brace. Rebound in the lane, Nelson, jumper from 15, missed it. It's on the deck, a tie-up. Who's got it? Arrow favors Mississinawa. 10-8 Blackhawks. A minute 1 to go, first quarter. Entertaining game so far. Very quick pace. Baseline, right of the basket. Bowman to trigger. Oh, rolling the left. It's Kesey wide open. Siegel rammed it. Loose ball rebound right back to Mississinawa. Great defensive effort by Siegel. Baseline right. Open Jay Nelson. No good short. And two or three players bear hug the ball in the rebound. Arrow says Lorham. He gets it. 10-8 in favor of Mississinawa with 50.2 to go first quarter. Yep, Tyler Siegel has been brilliant on the inside. Fort Loramie doing a nice job threading the needle with passes to him. Here is Worman outside the arc on the right to Rosengarten. Low on the right to Siegel. Goes to work again. He's got it. Siegel got the defender on his hind end and made a neat little chippy. Rolled over the iron. Steal. Backcourt. Worman. Handoff on the play. Jump shot. Missed. But Playman. Rebound taken down by Mississinawa. And a foul on Fort Lauderdale. Tough break there for the Redskins. Worman got the takeaway. Brad Playman just missed the close-in shot in traffic. We're tied up at 10 with 23.8 to go in the first quarter. Tyler Siegel will get a lengthy respite at the quarter's break because he comes out now.
Good substitution right there.
Tyler Siegel's got 8 points already for Fort Loramie. Darn near point-blank range on three of them. Here is Bowman in backcourt. Throws to the center line. Blackhawks work it up into the forecourt. Left corner, Nelson. Back out to Bowman. 10 seconds to go. Tied at 10. Late first quarter. They double-team Bowman. Force him to give it up. Bounce pass. Overplay. Deflected by Fort Loramie. Recovered by Bowman. Off target with a second to go in the long three. And the quarter ends. Good defense there by Fort Loramie to close out on Bowman and force him into a real hasty, very last second shot. 10 all after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Loramie tightened up its defense. Mississinawa didn't score the last 3 minutes plus of that first quarter. We're even up at 10 each. We start play in period number two. The winner takes on Rushi on Friday night at 7 in the upper bracket sectional championship D4 here at Piqua. Long three-pointer Bowman left to the arc. It is no good. It hit the back flange. Rebound kicked out to Worman. 3-on-2. Worman to Siegel. Low on the left. Leans in. Missed the five-footer. Rebound low on the right to Worman. Blocked by Mississinawa. Here come the Blackhawks down the floor. Rinderly. Around one Fort Loramie player. Siegel at the rim. Fouled him. Two free throws. Blackhawks. One thing about this Mississinawa team, Chuck, they don't shy away from contact.
No, they're out there banging along. This is a hard-fought first quarter, that's for sure.
Free throw is in and out by Rinderly of Mississinawa. It rattled and snapped away. 10-10, 7:21 to go second quarter. Second free throw, Rinderly up, swish. 11-10, Mississinawa. Here comes Fort Loramie. Worman burning. Tyler Siegel to post. Cody Gasson, Dylan Braun. Oh, here's another nice pass to Tyler Siegel. He got a screen low on the right, caught it, and shot it through.
Well, they came into this obviously talking about what they could get inside, and they're running that to perfection.
Boy, a terrific game plan so far by Fort Loramie. It's been executed nicely. Here's Mississinawa, cross-court pass to Keezy. Low to the right, shot no good. Weak side rebound, low to the left, is in. Nice stick back on the play by Andrew Jones, a 6'1 junior. In off the bench for the Blackhawks. 13-12, Mississinawa goes back up one. Siegel deep in the right corner. Has Dylan Braun scored yet, Chuck?
He has not.
Here's Burning, foul line for Fort Loramie to Worman on a weave through the paint. He meets resistance. He's fouled by Jones. 6:28 to go here in the first half. 13-12. Fort Loramie down a point. We were tied up at 10 at the end of one. I mistakenly said Andrew Jones. It's Johns.
Yep.
Deep in the left corner for Fort Loramie. Here's a drive around the corner. Players is Braun. Oh, a great block by Mississinawa. He can. Another great block by Fort Loramie at the other end. Siegel with a cram after Winderly got one down here. Out of bounds to Mississinawa underneath the Blackhawks basket. Boy, you'd better not be shy about playing this game tonight. Here's a good inside play on the inbounds action. And getting the basket low in the left is Bowman. A soft six-footer. He swished it. 15-12, Mississinawa. Great play from underneath the goal by the Blackhawks. Well, you can tell they've executed that time and time again all year. Here is on the arc, Worman. Foul line, Siegel. Looks for Rosengarten low on the left for Fort Loramie. Hemmed in. Gives it up to Burning. He streaks through the paint. And it's clawed away by Mississinawa. Here come the Blackhawks. Bowman down the floor. Up three. Lost the ball, got it back. 5.5 to go in the second. Shot fake and a travel by Bowman. 25 feet from the goal. 15-12, Mississinawa by three. Well, Fort Loramie got off to a slow start, Chuck. Had a hot streak last 4 minutes of the first quarter. Mississinawa's defense has put the clamps on Dylan Braun, who hasn't scored.
That's Nelson, and Nelson's got length on him.
Right side of the floor, Burning's got the ball for Fort Loramie. On top it goes to Playman, to Braun, baseline left, around a couple players. Look like hands were on the ball for Mississinawa. It's ruled a foul. And the Redskins got a break there.
I didn't see that.
But that was superb defense, which blanketed Dylan Braun. Two men were on him, and one young man for the Blackhawks had the ball in the leather. Could have been ruled a jump. Inbounds pass for Loramie, stolen on the play by Mississinawa, which is up three. 5:10 to go, second quarter. Winderly on the arc. Bounce pass, baseline right to Perkins. Goes beneath the rim, on top to Nelson. Straight away, Bowman. His triple short. Easy rebound. Good! Perkins scores. Trent Perkins on the two-pointer. 17-12, Mississinawa. Here comes Fort Loramie outside the arc on the left. It is Burning. Fakes left, goes right, cuts through the middle. Alina from 10. Off the backboard, rim no good. Foul, Mississinawa. 4:41 to go in the first quarter. Two shots coming for Burning for Fort Loramie. The Sinawa bench wanted a charge on the last play. Burning dips his knees. High arch foul shot. Good. 17-13. The Sinawa by four. Yep, Dylan Braun is off the floor now for Fort Loramie, Chuck. I don't recall him getting more than maybe one shot so far.
He's gotten in the lane and he can't get a shot off. He's been blocked three times.
Both free throws good by Burning of Fort Loramie. 17-14. Mississinawa deep in the right corner. It's Johns with the ball. Top of the circle, Perkins. Back to Johns. Deep right corner, Bowman. He's checked by Siegel. And now the Blackhawks spread the floor out to midcourt to Renderly. 4:17 to go, first half. Renderly picked up by Cody Gasson. That's a tough assignment right there. Renderly puts it on the deck, starts a drive. Little pick and roll down inside. Nelson, layup off balance, no good. Strong rebound by Gasson of Fort Loramie. Good effort. Long throw down the floor into the left corner to Brad Drummond. Outside of the three-point shooter, Cody Gasson. He's got it. Cody Gasson chucks in a three. We're tied up at 17. And here is Mississinawa in the forecourt, hemmed in. Far side of the floor is Rinderly. Fort Laramie thought they had him tied up, but it's called a foul.
That's the second one on Tanner.
Rosengarten's got two. 3:46 to go, second quarter, tied up at 17. Big three-point shot hoisted in seconds ago by Cody Gasson of Fort Laramie to knock the count. Near side pass goes to Nelson for Mississinawa. Nelson gives it up near the center line to Bowman. Bowman angles off to the right, find the back dribble. Now to Johns. Johns straight away, Nelson, and let him shoot. Near side, Perkins. On top, Rinderly, line drive, three-pointer. Rolled around and came off. Fort Laramie's got the rebound, a chance to go ahead. Dribble drive, timeline. It's Dylan Braun, left corner, Gasson. Another three ball, got it again. Pittskin fans whoop it up across the way. Fort Laramie folks on their feet. Timeout, Mississinawa. As Cody Gasson has come to the rescue. Redskins up by three on scorespodcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Mechanicsburg enjoyed the lead for the first 4.5 to 5 minutes of this second quarter of play, but a couple of three balls by Cody Gasson have enabled the Fort Laramie Redskins to jump in front 20-17. Well, 10 minutes left.
They had three in their first tournament game.
Here is Mississinawa breaking pressure, driving layup, low on the right is good. Ethan Bowman beat a couple Redskins down the court. Fort Laramie went all out with the pressure, and Mississinawa made some crisp passes to get the easy deuce. Here's Burning on the arc for Fort Laramie. Spin move around a couple players. Might have been hacked near the rim, blocked out of bounds by Perkins of Mississinawa. 20-19, Fort Laramie, 2:37 to go, second quarter. Baseline left, Worman looks to throw in. Throws it way out back to Gasson. Dylan Braun back on the floor now for Fort Laramie. Nelson blanketing him all over the court for Mississinawa. Here's a back cut to Braun. Layup is good. Cody Gasson, great feed. Super pass by Cody. Cody Gasson's been the difference, Chuck, in off the bench in this game for the Redskins. 2:16 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie up three. Cross-court pass, Mississinawa. In the lane, it's Perkins. Back shot in traffic. Got it. Good play by Trent Perkins of Mississinawa. Looked like he might have been fouled as well. Perkins has 10. 22-21. Fort Laramie up one. Worman, foul line. Looks for Braun. Back cut. Not there. Worman gave it up. Got it back. A running one-hander is good. Excellent play by Drew Worman. As he barreled down the right side of the lane. Kissed one in off the window. Redskins up to three. Minute 41 to go. Second quarter. Dribble drive down the floor. Nelson in the lane. Off balance. No good for the Blackhawks. Rebound comes away to Fort Laramie. Steal. Blackhawks, but a foul. Bowman raked it away from Burning, but the official would not have any of it. Contact made. Redskins ball. Minute 33 to go in the second. 24-21 Fort Laramie. Substitution. Redskins. Gasson, Siegel, Burning, Worman, Braun. Here's Worman fighting his way down the right side of the lane again. Beats his man. Foul called. And Drew Worman has got that quarterback-like quick step.
He gets to the rim really, really well. And he was the difference in that Anna game when they started this streak.
And Drew is so strong. He will fend you off as you try to shoulder him going down to the lane. He's still got enough oomph to get the ball to the rim despite the foul. First free throw by Drew, dead center, 25-21 Fort Laramie. Second shot, Worman, short. Rebound, Giese of Mississinawa. Backcourt to Perkins, who's had a hot hand. Fort Worman double teams him in the corner. He's trapped. Throws it away, out of bounds at midcourt. Fort Laramie's defense has caused Mississinawa problems, Chuck. How many floor mistakes?
That's eight turnovers for them.
Minute 14 to go in the second. Fort Laramie ball. Substitution, Mississinawa, which has Giese, Renderly, Nelson, Johns, and a new performer on the floor now.
DJ Howell.
Yep. DJ Howell checks in. Just a freshman, 5'10". Here's a bullet pass. Braun down inside to Siegel. Strong to the cup and rimmed out. No good. Tough break. Rebound, Blackhawks, who dribbled to midcourt. 56 seconds left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie up 4, 25-21. It was 10-all after one. Here's Renderly veering off to the right behind the arc. Gave it up to Howell. Howell 25 feet out. Goes to Johns. 37 seconds to go in the first. Johns on the bounce. Deep right corner, Howell. He's cornered, in trouble, gets rid of it. Cross court, top of the key, Giese. Left corner, Nelson. And then flashing through the post is Renderly. And a Fort Laramie player's on his back. And it might be in the act of shooting. At the very least, it's a one and one. And that's the call. 25.9 to go, 25-21 Fort Laramie, late second quarter. 1-1 Renderly for the Blackhawks. Big situation here. If he were to miss in Fort Laramie, came down the floor, got a three before the halftime break, the Redskins could extend their lead to seven. Renderly at the stripe. He's got to make the first to get the second. Shots in the air, got it. 25-22, Fort Laramie by three. But Chuck, we were very impressed by Mississinawa against Houston on Friday and impressed again here tonight. Second foul shot, Renderly hits the rim, off to the right. Burning reaches up, plucks down the rebound. Burning in backcourt needs help. Wings it up the near side to Gasson. Fires left corner to Plyman. Down inside to Siegel. Shot fake, blew it, got it back, and scored! Great effort by Siegel. 8 seconds to go in the half. Fort Laramie up five. Here's the pressure behind the timeline. Traveling on Mississinawa. Fort Laramie causing a number of miscues from the Blackhawks, who are approaching 10 in that department. Far too many. It's a team that averages only 11 and a half turnovers a game.
That was three
or ninth. Yep. 3 seconds to go, first half. Redskins ball half court, up five. Here's Braun looking. Long lob, cross court to Siegel. Catches outside the lane, and he's decked and fouled. Beautiful play for the Redskins. That was a picture-perfect lob that traveled a good 35 feet from out of bounds to the lower part of the lane. Siegel went up, speared it. He was shoved to the floor. Free throw, Tyler. It is lifting the rim. No good. Second shot for Siegel with 1.2 to go in the half. Couple of dribbles. Shot by Siegel's in the air. Yes. And Fort Laramie's lead is 6. 1.2 to go in the first half. Nate Plyman has entered for defensive purposes. He plays center field at the other end. Mississinawa going to whip a ball in play, and it's dropped on the left side of the floor, out of bounds. Howell couldn't hang on. 6/10 of a second to go. Fort Laramie with a last gasp effort to make more points before the halftime break.
That'll teach me to total it up before the end of the half, won't it?
Gasson inbounds, far side of the floor for Fort Laramie. Siegel needs to get back on the floor for the Redskins. Here he is. Nate Plyman is out. Tell you what, Chuck, I'd send Siegel down low, throw it to him, take my chances. It's lobbed to Siegel in the lane, broken up by Mississinawa as the first half concludes. Excellent finish, though, to the second quarter by Fort Laramie. Redskins trailed by as many as 3 points early on in the period. Redskins own a 6-point halftime advantage, 28-22. the building market, knows the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi as a distributor for many high-quality products, such as Masonite, Superior Aluminum Columns and Railings, Safeway Garage Doors, and more. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. And because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted by ScoresBroadcast.com. On the web at FrancisSchulze.com, that's Schulze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. That's a new underwriting sponsor on ScoresBroadcast.com, as is Sydney Car Care, owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves in Sydney at 1080 4th Avenue between the drive-in and the hospital. Sydney Car Care, outstanding, high-quality car repair service from Todd Brown and Corey Shreves, who have more than 40 years of excellent workmanship between them. Open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney. Prop service, affordable prices, and Todd and Corey are very honest with you about what your car needs. They won't say it needs more and charge you more for less. Sydney Car Care, owned by Todd Brown and Corey Shreves, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney. Phone for an appointment, 492-9495, 492-9495. Our halftime report is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. The Fort Laramie Redskins lead Mississinewa Valley by 6, 28-22 here at the halftime break. So many thanks to Fort Laramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A and Geyers. Two supporting underwriting sponsors on Scores Broadcast, M&A with a tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone Geppy at M&A Muffler and Tires. That's Jeff Gebhardt at 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. And check out the new inventory of fresh and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Customer pricing and financing super deals. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyers patrons who travel from all over the Midwest to Geyers in Fort Laramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service, and that still happens today. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Redskins up by 6, Chuck.
Yeah, they weathered a tough start to the game. Mississinewa played really well early, and then Laramie started to get a little momentum going in the second quarter to get that 6-point lead. Mississinewa was 8 of 23 from the floor, 1 of 7 shooting threes, 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 6 offensive rebounds, 18 total rebounds, turned the ball over 10 times, and they had 4 blocked shots in the first half. Laramie shot the ball 11 of 27, 2 of 5 from 3, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 15 rebounds, 4 offensive. They turned the ball over only 3 times, blocked 2 shots. Individual scoring for Fort Laramie, they were led by Tyler Siegel, 13 points, great first half. They got 6 from Cody Gasson off the bench. Evan Burning had 4. They got 3 from Drew Werman and 2 from Dylan Bond. They scored 10 and 18, 28 for the half. On the other side, Trent Perkins led Mississinewa with 10. Then they dropped down to 4 each from Nelson and Bowman. And then they got 2 from Winderly and Johns. They scored 10 and 12. They trailed 28-22 at the half.
Chuck, neither team's offense shooting it very well. Obviously, both coaching staffs had the chance to scout the other team firsthand in person on Friday night, and as a result, the defenses have dominated this game so far.
Well, I'm impressed with Nelson. Not only is he a good offensive player and very active, the kid plays good defense, and it's tough to shut down Dylan Braun, and he did shut him down in the first half.
Yeah, Dylan Braun, 2 points. Fort Loramie's got a couple of threes from Cody Gasson. Went on Friday night in Fort Loramie's win over Mechanicsburg. The Redskins had 10 three-pointers at the halftime break. But Fort Loramie is still up by six. Head coach Corey Britton is doing tonight what he knew he was going to have to do against this Mississinewa team, and that's hammer the ball down inside to Tyler Siegel.
Yeah, he had a great first half, and everybody else is doing what they need to do. Drew Werman has 3 points, but he's taking the ball to the basket, drawing defense to him, and I think that Braun will probably get untracked in the second half.
A real difference in this game, I think, Chuck. Defensive Fort Loramie, they're throwing up a brick wall at midcourt. Mississinewa has been thwarted numerous times at about the 45-50-foot mark. And they simply can't penetrate the timeline and have made numerous errant passes from that spot on the floor.
Well, the only advantage that so far they have is rebounding. They have a 5-rebounding advantage, but they've given that back with 6 more turnovers than Fort Loramie. And you're right, that half-court pressure is really stymieing Mississinewa getting into their offense.
Yep, there you go. Halftime score, 28-22. Redskins lead by 6. Halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Nankleson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
And in 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Fort Loramie 28, Mississinewa Valley 22, 2 minutes away from the start of our second half. Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten as always by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 9 calendar years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And tonight, we promote the Fort Loramie High School seniors, the 12th graders on this Redskins team, who will be sorely missed next year. Outstanding students, fine players on the court. Darren Sager, Drew Werman, Tanner Rosengarten, Brad Plyman, Logan Brackman, and Dylan Eilerman will be missed. Fine students, excellent student athletes of those young men. They're under the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support
Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fort Laramie Redskins, 28. Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks, 22. We start playing the third. Burning's got the ball for Fort Laramie, top of the key. Barges down the right side of the lane. Here's a block attempt near the rim. Looked like it might have been pretty clean, but it's whistled against Renderly of Mississinewa. Two free throws coming for Evan Burning of Fort Laramie.
Well, I think he got a decent block on it up top, but there was also some body underneath.
Burning at the foul stripe, shoots and hits for Fort Laramie. Hit the front rim, backboard, and trickled through. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Laramie has done a very good job adjusting tonight. The three-point shot is not there. Mississinewa, having seen Fort Laramie play Friday, has put the clamps on the triple. And Tyler Siegel's done yeoman's work down inside. Second free throw was missed. And then here's another turnover by Mississinewa. Fort Laramie steals. Comes down quickly. Gets it to Braun. Shake and bake move. All the way to the cup. He's got it. Dylan Braun exerts his presence. 31-22. Fort Laramie up 9. Redskins continue to put on the heat. Here's Renderly. Far side to Giese. Giese with a bank shot from 10 feet. It hit the side of the backboard. He hurried it. Fort Laramie's got the rebound. Worman on the dash down the court. Gives it up to Siegel. Out back to Burning. Shot fake. And he hands off on the play to Drew Worman, who gets instructions from head coach Corey Britton. Left wing to Dylan Braun at long range. He fakes right, goes left. Braun baseline. Around a man to the rim. Offensive foul on Dylan. Good defense for the Blackhawks. First foul on Braun. 31-22. Fort Laramie leads at 6:49 to go in the third quarter. Mississinewa has got the five on the floor who started the game. No, they don't. That's Johns in the backcourt along with Renderly. Nelson and Bowman up front with Howell. Giese just came out. Here's Mississinewa breaking pressure. Pull up Jay, foul line. Bowman, good for Mississinewa. 31-24 is the score now in favor of Fort Laramie. Redskins had widened it to 31-22. Fort Laramie's got the ball in the arc. They clear out for Burning. Dribble drive into the lane. Feeds to the trailer behind him, Worman, who had it stripped. Good play with the Blackhawks. Outstanding D. And there's a push on Rosengarten, who picks up number three as Renderly blitzes up the right side of the floor. And coming onto the floor, Brad Kleiman now for Fort Laramie. Inbounding is Bowman in backcourt to Renderly. Burning is assigned to him. Evans done a pretty good job on Renderly, who gives it up to Howell. Near side, John Siegel greets him. High left. Holding the ball in the corner, Nelson on the bounce. Swings it straight away to John. Starts down the lane. Back to Nelson. Top of the circle, Renderly. Gets a screen 25 feet out. Comes back near side to Johns. Johns puts it on the floor. Then lets go a three. Way short. Rebound down to Burning of Fort Laramie. That was not the man the Blackhawks want shooting.
He looked at it too long. He knew that he just kind of shot it out of desperation.
Worman right corner. Cross court to Burning. Oh, a good look out inside to Siegel. A point blank rolled off. Tough break. Long rebound. They're right back to the Redskins. Siegel missed a chippy. His chin was almost on the rim. Redskins possession still, though. 5:15 remaining, third quarter. Left side of the floor, Braun. Braun around one, two men. All the way to the rack. A lot of contact, traveling call.
They do a great job of, when you beat your man, they are sliding over and helping. And it's not a clear shot to the basket like they're used to having.
Now you're right, Chuck. Mississinawa aids its teammates very well. If one man shades left and gets beaten to the right, inevitably there's a Mississinawa defender in the path coming over to help. Here's a four-court possession by Mississinawa. The Blackhawks get a little too quick and turn it over once more. Fort Lormie gets it back. Outside the arc on the left, it's Worman. Fort Lormie's up seven. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Near side to Gasson, who's tossed in two threes in this game. Straight away, it's Brad Plyman to Burning to Siegel, top of the circle. A clear out for Worman to Siegel in the right corner. Siegel skips it cross court to Gasson. Shot fake, starts a drive, goes underneath, waits for two men to jump on his back, shoots it, missed it, but he's fouled, and he'll get two. Cody Gasson at the line for Fort Lormie. Redskins worked long and hard for those two free throws. 31-24, Fort Lormie. 4:23 to go, third quarter. Foul shot, Cody Gasson, swish. The lead is 8 for Fort Lormie. It's been as many as 9. Second shot, McGasson. Couple of bounces. Shots on the way. Rolling around and in. Favorable bounce. This Mississinawa team has beaten Miami East on the road in Miami County. Also down Bethel. Here's a dribble drive, left baseline. Nelson took the long pass and scored for Mississinawa. 33-26. Fort Lormie's lead is 7. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Burning on the arc for Fort Lormie. Top of the circle, Brad Plyman. Left side of the floor, Worman. Back to Brad, to Gasson, 25 feet out. Fakes right, goes left. Whips a pass to Siegel, mid-post. Throws to a man down the lane. Brad Plyman shot it, blocked again. Fort Lormie gets the long rebound, though. Recovery by Worman. Siegel, high post. Throws it between Brad Plyman and Gasson, out of bounds. Mississinawa gets a break.
Mississinawa won't go away.
Nope. 7-point game, 33-26, Fort Lormie, 3:36 to go here in the third quarter. Mississinawa will bring it down. It's trying to cut it to 4 or 5 here. And quickly it's thrown up the floor some 50 feet to Nelson, who catches and motors immediately one-on-one to the basket. Defensive foul, Fort Lormie, which is not set.
They just fell asleep that time.
Ball inbounded to Renderly. Gets a little screen. Pumps up a 15-footer away short. Rebound down to Fort Lormie. Long throw to Gasson. Steps inside the arc. Oh, a nice dump off into Siegel. Rim the 6-footer. But he's fouled. Let's see if it's on the floor. Or is it ball? Or is it a shooting situation? Nope. Out of bounds beneath the rim to Fort Lormie. 3:24 to go. Third quarter. Worman looks. Throws low on the left to Burning. He scraps for the ball with the Mississinawa player. Foul against the Blackhawks. No, ruled out of bounds. Off of a black shirt. 3:22 to go, third quarter. Redskins still up 7. Robbing in is Worman. Worman with a nice feed low on the right. Little 7-footer Burning. Deflected. Here comes Mississinawa. Oh, look at the drive by Bowman. He's sprinted right down the middle of the floor. What a play by Ethan Bowman. After Fort Lormie missed on the inside, Bowman zipped the other direction, 75 feet, and made a dazzling shovel shot in the lane. Timeout Fort Lormie. Late in the third, Redskins up 5 on scores.gas.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, place your confidence in Light Holdouts and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com.
Well, thanks to Jeff Bray, Sidney and Xenia tied 44 apiece with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
3 minutes left in the third quarter here, and Drew Roman spots up and buries a triple. That's a mighty big basket by Fort Loramie's Worman. The lead is 8. Here is Mississinawa beating pressure down the floor. Linderly, Nelson, layup, got it. Mississinawa with nifty passing, having solved Fort Loramie's three-quarter court pressure.
I liked him at half-court pressure better than what I'm seeing right now out of him.
Gaston in the right corner for Fort Loramie, which is up 6, 36-30. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Worman, shot fake. Gives it up on the play to Nate Plyman. Nate, deep left corner, Gaston. Head fake, goes baseline. He's hooked on the play by Mississinawa. Team foul number 4. 2:14 to be played, third quarter, 36-30 Fort Loramie. Redskins have had 2 9-point leads in this period. Ball lobbed in by Burning, deep left corner, Dylan Braun, who's been silent. Cross-court pass to Worman. Worman hangs on, gets a screen from Nate Plyman, on top to Burning, now to Dylan. See if Dylan can make something happen. Fakes left, goes right. He straddles the arc. Jump shot, 19-footer, short, no good. Rebound, Mississinawa, and the Blackhawk player winds up on the hardwood. Foul, Fort Loramie. 4 common fouls each way. Minute 57 to go in the third. Blackhawks now can cut it to 4 or 3. Here comes Johns. High post to Bowman. Back out to Renderly. He calls a play. Renderly keeps it 30 feet out. Wants to go inside, can't. Left corner, Nelson. Minute 38 left in the third. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie. Braun is on Johns. Now Renderly, who's checked the Burning. Renderly retreats. Gives it up in the right corner to Howell. Man-to-man defense by Fort Loramie. The ball is whipped around the top of the circle to Nelson in the left corner. Now to Howell. Inside the arc and right to Johns. Goes baseline to Nelson. Little turnaround bank shot is in. Nice play by Nelson. He's got good spring in those legs. That was a beauty. Lefty style by Nelson of Mississinawa, which is within 4. Minute to go, third quarter. Right side pass, Nate Plyman to Worman. Worman on the arc to Burning to Gaston. 53 seconds to go in the third. Head coach Corey Britton signals. Let's start the action right here. Braun feeds, top of the key to Nate Plyman. Back to Braun, 35 feet away. 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. No 5-second count is on. Mississinawa not guarding closely enough. Here's Burning with a half minute remaining. He's got the ball near the Indians logo. 36-32 Redskins. Last 20 seconds of the third quarter. Burning's going to keep it. He's guarded by Howell, 35 feet away. Left side to Worman, 14, 13, 12 seconds remaining. Coming out to catch on the arc is Braun. Give and go to Worman. Worman underneath, blocked away by Renderly. Loose ball picked up by Fort Loramie. Layup is good. Heads up play. Worman. Drew Worman with the rescue. And a foul called against Mississinawa. 4:1 to go. Worman missed the shot low on the right, got the rebound back on the left in traffic, stuck it in, was fouled, and connects at the stripe. Chuck, that was simply a hustle play with a capital H.
Well, it is exactly. I'll tell you what, it seems like Mississinawa dominated this third quarter, and Fort Loramie's outscored them.
3 seconds left in the period. Up the floor, Mississinawa. Here's a long 40-footer by Renderly. Online, it hit the back brace. No good. It was dead on target, just a little bit strong. 39-32 Fort Loramie at the end of 3 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Mississinawa's got the ball. We start playing the fourth. Fort Laramie's up by 7, 39-32, led by 9 on a couple of occasions in the period. Mississinawa got it down to 4 late in that period. Now the Blackhawks patiently attack to our left. It's Johns outside the arc. Here's a line drive, three-pointer off a screen. Missed it, no good. Long rebound, shove off. Howell, Mississinawa. Redskins possession. Mississinawa debates the call here inside court. They do not like it.
I thought it was a correct call. You just saw him move forward ever so slightly, but it created the rebound for Mississinawa.
Here's Dylan Braun lobbing down inside to Siegel. Shot fake up strong. Missed it, no good because he was belted in the back. He's got two free throws coming. Boy, most of the night that play has been there. Mississinawa reluctant to sandwich Siegel front and back, trying to man up on him, and Fort Laramie's gotten the ball to Tyler frequently. The free throw is good. Fouled in the act of shooting, awarded 2. The first one makes it 40-32. Second shot hits the front rim, hangs, comes off. Rebound down to Mississinawa. Long throw up the floor to Nelson. Pulls in left wing, banks a 7-footer on the run. It rolls off. Rebound Fort Laramie. Long lead out to Worman. Worman hits the trailer, burning right down the pipe to the rim. Short, no good. Rebound to Howell. Howell up the right side to Rinderly. Rinderly over guarding Gasson of Fort Laramie.
Well, that miss at the other end was big, but that would have put him up 10.
6 minutes, 58 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 40-32. Fort Laramie leads Mississinawa. Ball inbounded, midcourt to Rinderly. He gives it right back to Bowman, who signals play number 4. Bowman, Rinderly, Nelson on the floor along with Howell. Here's a drive, baseline right. Bowman, a lot of contact. He did a nice job cleverly attracting the two-shot foul. And a depth player is Bowman for Mississinawa, who is only a sophomore. He's got 2 free throws coming. Free throw by Bowman, yes. 40-33, Fort Laramie by 7. Yeezy, Howell, Bowman, Nelson, Rinderly on the floor for Mississinawa. Second shot, Bowman on the way, got it again. 40-34 reads the scoreboard. Fort Laramie up 6, is that correct, Chuck?
Yes.
6:38 to go in the fourth quarter. Rosengarten, far right wing. At the elbow to Burning. Now to Worman. Lob into the lane to Burning. Flares it left side to Rosengarten. Cross court to Worman. Foul line Burning. Back to Worman. 25 feet out to Berman. Overplay. A missed steal by Mississinawa. Jump shot Burning. No good. Rebound. Step back. Good by Tyler Siegel. 42-34 in favor of Fort Laramie. 6 minutes to go in the game. Rinderly at midcourt. Spins against Burning. Drives on the left side of the lane, around 2 players, all the way to the rack. Left it short.
Big time tosser for the rebound. Oh, what a board by Siegel of Fort Laramie. Outlet pass to Braun. Back to Siegel down the lane. Up and in. Oh, what a game by Tyler Siegel.
Wow.
10-point lead, coast to coast. Nelson misses Sinawa. Good, and he's fouled. Or is it track meet right now? What a game. 44-36, Fort Laramie. Tyler Siegel has played right out of his shoes tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, he's been impressive at both ends.
It is an 8-point game, 44-36. After Fort Laramie briefly had gone up 10 at 44-34, the free throw by Nelson rolls around. Rebound Geezy, no good. Rebound Ridley, no good. And it comes off to Burning. Mississinawa missed opportunities. Burning down the lane, pulls up, hands off to Gasson, shoots it from long to left, no good. Oh, what a rebound! Cody Gasson, strong. 46-36. Here is Nelson splitting a couple defenders, trying to beat the pressure. Hooking foul, Fort Laramie, 1-1. 5:20 left to go in the game. Redskins are up 10, 46-36. I'll tell you what, Chuck, a lot of the time when there are players clustered fairly close together, the football comes out in Fort Laramie. These kids are mighty strong.
Yeah, they are. This has been a heck of a good game.
Yeah, it's
fun to watch.
First free throw by Mississinawa, good. Half-minute timeout called. 5:20 left in the fourth. We'll keep it right here and tell you all about Barker Insurance and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, just north of I-75. And don't forget Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. Second free throw by Nelson, up and in. He made the first before the timeout, and the lead for Fort Laramie is 8 again. Here come the Redskins up over the timeline. Burning dribbles through the top of the key. 18 fouls in Fort Laramie, 7 on Mississinawa. 5 minutes even to be played. Siegel at the high post. Outside the arc to Gasson. Down inside to Siegel. He's doubled. Hits Burning at the foul stripe. Jump shot by Evan. Is in, out, on the rim, no good. Rebound Siegel. Stripped by Mississinawa. Stripped again by Gasson. Oh, what a play by Cody Gasson. My goodness, he has had a huge heart tonight. And we've got a foul out on the perimeter. Mississinawa too aggressive. Just as I was talking about the football coming out of these Fort Laramie players, Chuck, Cody Gasson, a defensive back for Fort Laramie and the football team, he's played like Dick Butkus, a middle linebacker tonight. Evan Burning at the line for Fort Laramie. 1-1 situation on the way and in. 47-38 in favor of Fort Laramie. Second free throw coming for Evan. It's a big one. He eyes the goal, shoots it up and good. Fort Laramie's lead back to 10, 48-38. Clock has wound down to 4:40 left to go in the ballgame. Mississinawa's got the ball 25 feet away. Rinderly behind the back. Wants to drive on Gasson. Pulls up baseline, doesn't shoot. Weaves it on the play to Perkins. Stabbed out of bounds by Burning, who tried to sell Fort Laramie possession. Referee smiled and said, "Nah, we'll keep it right here." Inbounding left wing, Bowman for Mississinawa. Lobs that back to Perkins, back to Bowman. He jacks up a triple, missed it long, no good. Rebound Fort Laramie, big board by the Redskins. It comes down to Braun. Braun to midcourt to Burning. Burning is double teamed, in trouble, almost walked. In fact, he might have. Gave it up on the play to Worman. Back out to Burning, 30 feet away.
Burning on the bounce to Gasson. Left-hand dribble. 18 fouls each way. 4 minutes gone in the quarter. Here's Burning. Gets it out of trouble to Dylan Braun. Amazing story to tonight's game, Chuck. Dylan Braun, 4 points all night long.
Well, this is a really balanced team. Now, yeah. Braun does have the ability to go out and get you 25, but all these young men can score.
And Mississinawa comes out to hand check on the arc as the clock ran down to 3:49. Gasson has got the last of the one-on-one situations. It's front rim, twice, no good. Rebound Fort Lomi on the back. That's a big turn of events right there.
That was a silly, silly foul.
Because instead of Gasson making two, he missed the first. Fort Loramie fouled unnecessarily so on the rebound. And now Mississinawa gets shots. Could have been a 12-point lead. Fort Loramie might be 8 if Renderly connects twice.
Well, you miss the free throw. You don't compound it by fouling, stopping the clock, and letting them shoot free throws.
Renderly pops it in. 48-39. Fort Loramie up 9.
And absolutely no chance to get the rebound.
Second shot here for Renderly of Mississinawa. Couple of dribbles. Eyes the basket. Free throw in the air. Front rim. Backboard. Soft touch. It rolls through. 48-40. Fort Loramie up 8. 3:45 to go in the game. Up the floor, Worman. Dump off right corner, Rosengarten. 25 feet out. Skips it to Burning. Both teams in the double bonus. Burning starts a drive at the elbow on the left. Doesn't shoot. Back out to Worman. To Rosengarten. To Burning. 30 feet away. It is Dylan Braun. 3:23 to go. It's getting late. Siegel to Worman. Worman double teamed. Siegel rolls. Gets it to him. It drives. Tyler to the basket. He is clamped on from behind, and he's awarded 2. Well, the foul by Mississinawa was just strong enough to keep Tyler from laying that in.
Yeah, he got him, good enough on the arm that he could not keep control of the basketball.
Free throw by Tyler, however, is good. And with 3:17 to go in the fourth quarter, Fort Loramie is up 9, 49-40. We got a full timeout coming up for Mississinawa with 3:17 left in the game. And the Redskins are up 9, 49-40. Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on its walls right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Farhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie, 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com. Up here we go, back to the foul line. Tyler Siegel for Fort Loramie. The Redskins are up by 9, 49-40. 3:17 left to go in the fourth quarter. Foul shot dances off the rim, no good. Rebound down to Renderly and Mississinawa. Blackhawks have not done a good job shooting threes tonight. Renderly high right. Pick and roll with Perkins. It's thrown to Perkins beneath the backboard. Deflection out of bounds by Worman to Fort Loramie. Good play. Substitution set to come in now for Mississinawa. But before it does, it's inbounded to Renderly. Here's a J from behind the arc. Bullseye! He's got it. He rifled one in. Just as I said, the Blackhawks, if shot poorly from three-point land, that was a big one. Here's a cross-court pass to Worman. Late feed to Siegel for the layup as Mississinawa doubled out high. Fort Laramie broke it down. Good feed. Worman to Siegel. Mississinawa attacking. Another triple by Renderly. It is no good. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. In backcourt, Gasson's got it. Handoff on the play to Dylan Braun. Foul, Blackhawks with 2:28 to go. And the Redskins are up by 8, 51-43. That was a big sequence right there, Chuck. Mississinawa got the three-pointer, but in no time flat. Fort Laramie got the Worman to Siegel assist. Back up 8. The three-point miss by Mississinawa. Dylan Braun, who's Mr. Automatic, is at the stripe. Double bonus. First one good. And it's 52-43 Fort Laramie.
And Tyler Siegel has 21 points tonight.
I think he's got the Clancy's burger already between his jaws. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Mississinawa. Quickly forecourt, Renderly. Out back to Bowman. Back to the basket now. To Renderly, near side. Bowman and Renderly being checked on the arc very tightly. Bowman gets a screen. Shoots it over Worman. Long one. No good off the heel. Oh, what a play by Worman, who skied over two Mississinawa players and deflected it right to Siegel. Was that ever heads up? Quickly on the floor, Worman, Siegel. Low on the left, Braun, shot fake, up. It is bouncing, no good. Rebound volleyball, Fort Laramie gets it back, and out of trouble it comes. Steal, though, but Bowman. Bowman races down all the way to the cup. He's got it. Just like that, it's a seven-point game again. Bowman, the sophomore, coming up big for Mississinawa. Worman up to four to Siegel. Cross-court to Burning. Minute 31 to go. Deflection. It goes into backcourt off Renderly. Traced down by Worman to Siegel with a minute 22 to go. Looks like we got a foul. Perkins bump Braun. No call. Worman, right corner Gasson. Back to Worman. Fort Laramie will shoot free throws or layups. Worman dribble drive around Nelson, but a foul committed by Mississinawa.
Well, if your strategy is to foul you, they just let way too much time go off the clock before they did it.
Yep, sure did. Drew Worman's got a couple coming here for Fort Laramie, and he swishes the first one.
That puts Drew in double figures to go along with Gasson and Siegel.
Drew Worman will toe the stripe once again here momentarily. Timeout called. A minute 12 left to go. And the Fort Laramie Redskins have an 8-point lead over Mississinawa. It's shaping up, Chuck, as a Fort Laramie Rushi upper bracket sectional championship game Friday at 7. They played twice in the year, both went down to the wire. Once 3 points, once 4 points.
Well, you know, you looked at the brackets when they came out, and you kind of penciled those two in. Now, do you say penciled? Because Mississinawa is a good basketball team, and Laramie had to continue to play the well as well as they were at the end of the season. But I'm looking forward to that one. That's going to be quite a sectional final. Whew. One of the two gets to go down and play basketball again in Dayton on Thursday.
Yep, exactly right. Yeah, that will be for a berth in the district. Friday night sectional championship game has a district berth riding on it. Don't forget about Primary Eye Care Associates, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Locations in Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris. Sydney, Fort Laramie, Jackson Center, Troy, St. Paris. For Primary Eye Care Associates, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. That Fort Laramie location is new. It was in South Main. Now it's out at the corner of Park and Dawson Road, 700 East Park, the new location for Primary Eye Care in Fort Laramie. PrimaryEyeCare.org, open Saturday mornings, weeknight evenings, 8 outstanding doctors of optometry will care for your vision and eye health forever at Primary Eye Care Associates, primaryeyecare.org. You can phone for an appointment at the most convenient location, Primary Eye Care, in Sydney, Jackson Center, Troy, St. Paris, and Fort Lauderdale.
Lindley got fouled shooting a three. That was the fourth foul on Lorman. He missed the first one. He has a chance to get this game down to seven.
Ooh, wow. And head coach Tim Bargett to our left just slumps as Renderly missed the first two of three.
Could have got it down to six.
Yep. 54.2 to go, 54-45. Fort Laramie up nine. Third shot of three by Renderly in the air. He missed them all way short, and that might do it. Rebound taken down by Dylan Braun of Fort Laramie. There's a tug of war for the ball, and a couple of Blackhawks are all around him. Personal foul whistle, double bonus Fort Laramie. You're so right, Chuck. Three free throws made there. We got a 6.2 possession game with 50 seconds left yet.
Yep, you feel bad for the kid. He's a heck of a basketball player. All three of them were short.
Dylan Braun's got a couple at the other end, and he nails it. Dylan Braun shoots free throws at an extremely high efficiency. Second free throw upcoming. Dylan Braun, 75% foul shooter, got it again. And that makes it an 11-point game. Fort Laramie's biggest lead of the night, if my notes are correct. Mississinawa fakes the three. Now Bowman lets it go. It is way short. Bowman knew where it was going to hit the rim. He followed, got it, missed it, tipped up once, twice, no good. Rebound, Siegel, intercepted by Mississinawa. Here's Johns on a triple. It's no good. Leaping high is Braun. That's a terrific rebound, and he's fouled, and he'll get two. 27.1 to go. Fort Laramie up 11. A very hard-earned win for Fort Laramie here tonight, Chuck. Love the game plan of head coach Corey Britton. Right away, the threes were so well contested that it was a case of just pounding that ball inside to Tyler Siegel, and he did yeoman's work.
It just shows you how diversified this basketball team is. They're not just a three-point shooting team, and they play really good defense.
And Fort Laramie beat Mechanicsburg on Friday with tremendous three-point shooting, and tonight they get it done with Tyler Siegel hammering away on the inside. A number of super assist makers tonight by Fort Laramie out on the arc. Both free throws made by Fort Laramie. Quick triple by Mississinawa on the corner. It is no good. Touches the rim. Loose in the baseline. Out of bounds. Off the Redskins last. 58-45. Mississinawa will trigger. Ball thrown deep right corner. Johns backs up. Shoots the three. Lipped the rim again. Weak side rebound. Siegel. Guarded by Mississinawa though. They take it away. Siegel on a clean block. But it's ruled a foul. With 8.4 to go. 58-45 Fort Laramie. Tough game to referee tonight, Chuck. It's been very physical, a lot of contact.
These are three of the best officials in the area, so I think they did a fine job.
Yes. Yeah, you could nitpick two or three here or there. Block on top, body down below. You know, you let that go, do you call it? They have been consistent.
Exactly.
Challenging game to officiate for sure. As Fort Laramie substitutes freely, and the Redskin fans across the way up in unison to celebrate the fine play from the five players who leave the floor. Tyler Siegel was superior tonight. He was a man among boys on the inside. Mississinawa makes one of two free throws. It's a 12-point game, 58-46. Redskins inbound in backcourt. Mississinawa walks away. That'll do it. Final seconds tick off. Redskins win it at 12. Final score not reflective of how difficult this game was for Fort Laramie to win. The final margin of difference is a dozen. It was 13 just briefly before the Mississinawa free throw. Redskins did not get it back up to double digits for good until the last minute of this game. Fort Laramie advancing on to an upper bracket sectional championship to play Rushi on Friday night at 7. Redskins down Mississinawa by 12 in a hard-earned triumph here tonight. So many thanks to Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. offering high-tech computer solutions for you, network repair, upgrades, tutoring, custom builds, data transfer, data recovery, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones, handhelds, iPods, and iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, that's R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville. Chuck, let's wrap it up. Who wins the Clancy's Award tonight? I think it's a foregone conclusion.
Well, they got three in double figures. Cody Gasson had 10, Worman had 11, and Braun, who was not real effective, but then he ended up with 9. But Tyler Siegel, 21 points. He was outstanding tonight, and he is the Clancy's player of the game.
Yeah, Tyler Siegel was phenomenal, although only one or two of his shots extended beyond 5 or 6 feet. Fort Loramie did an expert job getting him bounce passes up over his head. They threaded the needle many times. Excellent assist making by Braun, Worman, Burning, Gasson, and company. Just a standout job feeding the Piper. And wow, was Tyler Siegel exceptionally good here tonight. And he wins the Clancy's Award. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Our Clancy's Award winner tonight, Tyler Siegel. Splendid game. Corey Britton joins us here at courtside at Pickwa's Garbery Gym. Redskins defeat Mississinewa 58-46. Corey, I've got to ask you, was the game plan developed in the last couple days to feed the post, to get the ball inside to Tyler? Did you know that three-point shot was not going to be there? However it happened in a big way. Tyler Siegel had his best game of the year.
No, yeah, I mean, we knew we're not going to shoot like we did on Friday night all the time. And we always talk about getting that inside-out three first. And yep. Tyler did a great job of holding post-ups, and we got him good feeds. And it's something we've been stressing about. I'm just proud of our kids. We fought through that one tonight. We didn't get off to a very good start, but we just kept clawing, kept playing, and we'll be back on Friday, and that's all that matters.
And your pressure defense forced Mississinewa into a boatload of turnovers. They were only averaging 11 per game on the year, and they pushed 20 here tonight, and you capitalized on a number of those live ball turnovers with field goals.
Yeah, ever since we've gone to that 2-2-1, we've had a lot of success. I mean, I think we started it with the Anna game a couple weeks ago, and now we've won 6 out of 7 or 7 out of 8, whatever it is. Our kids are buying in, they're believing, and we couldn't be prouder. And we just got to keep playing. We just, one game at a time, we just want to keep this thing alive.
You know, it's beautiful how you have whipped this club into shape. It's not a three-point shooting team. It's not a Dylan Braun team. It is a TEAM team now. Cody Gasson, he was like a football linebacker tonight. He would not be denied. You got splendid play from your array of guards and wing players.
No, I mean, we've come together.
Yep. Sure am.
Better than any dream I could have possibly had. a lot of people counted us out when we were 6-11.
Yep.
And our kids just bought in. They kept buying. And we knew it was going to be a process this year. And our kids are paying the dividends. I just can't say enough about their attitude and their work ethic. And we're just proud of them. And we talked about coming into this one. It didn't matter how we won, whether it was by one or whether it was by 20. We just wanted to come back on Friday. And thank goodness we got the opportunity.
And credit to Mississinawa, a talented, hard-nosed club.
Some of the better guards we've played all year in the yep. Bowman and the Renderly kid. And yep. they got the Nelson kid who really ate us up in the second half. I don't know what he finished with 14. He did a nice job of leaking out and finishing around the rim. I mean, that's a hard-fought win right there. And Mississinawa is a darn good club.
Corey Britton, head coach of Fort Loramie. His club wins tonight over Mississinawa by 12. You got your third crack at Rushi coming up on Friday. Lost by 3, lost by 4 to them in the regular season. Got a game plan in store. What's going through your mind right now about Rushi?
We just have to play better than the first two times. Yep. I mean, I thought the first time we missed a 3. We had a clean look at a 3 with about 48 seconds left the first time we missed them down by 2, and it didn't go in. And the last time they pounded us. I mean, we might have got it back to 4, but that was a blowout. They took it to us. They took us to the woodshed. I think it was 21-4 at one point, and then we had an opportunity at the end. So we're going to have to play well. I mean, they're the league champs. They're top 10 in the state. If we're not ready to go, we'll get pounded.
Yeah, it's not the same Fort Loramie team, not the same Rushi team. Both clubs at their best right now. Look forward to Friday night. Coach, thanks so much for joining us here at Courtside. Thank you. Corey Britton, excellent job running the controls for these Fort Loramie Redskins. And, Chuck, we've talked about it throughout the evening, this Fort Loramie club. It's not a Dylan Braun team. It's not a club run by just several guards. It's a well-rounded unit. And it's a team now that can go to the post and score a whole bunch of points.
Well, he had a heck of a night, and I'll tell you what, let's just be honest, he probably missed 4 or 5.
Yeah.
He would have been in the 30s.
Tyler Siegel.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, but he had a great game, and he had a great game at both ends, and it created mismatches for Mississinawa that I don't think they were expecting.
No, and if you would have told head coach Corey Britton that after 3 quarters, Dylan Braun would have 4 points, he might have
said, nervous.
He might have said, ooh, we could be in some trouble.
Yeah.
But Tyler Siegel was phenomenal, and the assist making by the wing players and guards was outstanding.
Yeah, well, they shot free throws, 11 of 14 in the fourth quarter.
And did Mississippi Blackhawks made maybe, what, 1 or 2 threes, that's it?
They had one late that line drive, and they had one early. I think that was it.
It must have been 2 for 17 or 18 behind the arc.
Yeah, well, but I mean, you know, they did what they had to do. They had to shoot it. And Loramie made 3. And 2 of those were Cody Gasson.
Yep, so much fun here tonight at Piqua. We had a grand second game, very exciting. Rushi won the first tilt easily by 37 points. Over Layman Catholic. Fort Loramie staves off Mississinawa. Strong last 2 quarters by the Redskins, who would not be denied tonight. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including new one, Sydney Car Care in Sydney. Phone 492-9495, Sydney Car Care on 4th Avenue, located between the drive-in and the hospital. Outstanding car care service. Tons of car repair experience in Corey Shreves, Todd Brown, and their associates at Sydney Car Care. Also a lot of gratitude to Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Troy, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. New location now in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park, formerly on South Main, now at 700 East Park. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care, and they will care for your vision and eye health forever. Primary Eye Care. And gratitude to Francis Schulze, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, on the air with us on scoresbroadcast.com because of Francis Schulze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers. Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, which are also promoted right here by scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, what else do you glean from the
final look at official stats.
Well, I mean, yeah, you were right. I mean, they were 2 of 17.
that was a guess.
That says 12%. They rebounded. I mean, they 34-31 rebounding wise. They didn't really turn it as much. I mean, they had 12 turnovers tonight. They cut that way back from their game against Houston, but just too much Tyler Siegel. Let's just be honest. Yeah. He was 9 of 14, 21 points. He had 6 rebounds. Evan Burning had 10 rebounds. That's impressive.
Wow.
And they just ran into a team that is just so confident right now.
That's a headliner right there. Evan Burning with 10 boards, and Tyler had how many?
He had 8.
He had 8.
Yep.
And 16 for 46 shooting for Mississinawa. That's just a tiny bit above 33%. That's not going to win a sectional semifinal game against a quality Shelby County League club.
No, and that's exactly what they ran into tonight was a Shelby County League. I mean, I know they beat Miami East, but quite honestly, Miami East would probably be a third-place team in the Shelby County League.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But tomorrow night, we've got Fairlawn Triad, game one at 6, on the web at 5:45. One-point decision in the game played between those two during the year. In fact, I think Triad won that game at the buzzer, a game in the low 60s.
Should be a good one.
Yes, and then in the nightcap tomorrow, Covington-Jackson Center, also a fine matchup. Two very good games tomorrow. Webcast time, 5:45. The two contests will tip at 6 and at 7:30. Looking forward to it. It was a good night here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym. For Rhett Gish, our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Pickwa. Again, our final scores, Rushi 70, Lehman Catholic 33, and Fort Loramie 58, Mississinawa Valley 46.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.